This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Next up, we have a call from Laura in New Jersey who has a cleaning question. Laura, how can we help?
Hello. I have a few spots on my hardwood floors stained from cat urine. Mm.
The naughty animals.
No, no. Bad. He thinks he's in the box, but his little rear end hangs over the edge.
Oh, no.
The urine seeped down underneath the box and stained the floor. And I was wondering, how can I clean that and, you know, get the dark stain up, or do I have to refinish it? I have refinished floors before in the past.
The floor that you have right now, is the floor finished with a natural color?
Yes.
Well, you're going to have to sand it out. What happens is the urine is acidic, so it definitely reacts with the wood and changes the color, usually making it lighter, although sometimes it could make it darker. But there's going to be no way to remove it or clean it as if it was, you know...
Because it's actually changed the wood.
Yeah, it's actually changed the wood. So you have to sand through that surface of the wood to get some fresh wood. And that's the only way you're going to be able to straighten it out. Now, whether or not you can do that in just one small area, you know, is going to really depend on how it looks when you start getting into that. You no doubt will have a difference in color. And it's okay, Laura, if when you start to sand that particular area of the floor gets very, very bright because you're also sanding away all the oxidation that forms on the surface. But you will find that over time, the tone will tone down a little bit and match more of the other floor. So if you want to try just doing that area, you'll probably be okay. It'll look more obvious like a patch for the first couple of months, but then as the sunlight gets to it, it'll start to darken.
And get a larger litter box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or teach that cat some manners.
One of the rooms is stained. You know, the floor is stained like a honey color.
Right.
So once I sand it down, can I put stain on that like a...
Okay, but you got to be down to the raw wood to do that.
All right, then. Okay, and then I can polyurethane it afterwards?
Right on top of that, yeah. And use oil-based polyurethane. It's a lot tougher than the water-based stuff. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. And train that cat, will you? All right, who's next?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.